will be held by teleconference calling. The call-in number is 623-600-3766. The ID number is 963-003. Everyone is welcome to call in and join the meeting. Again, the call-in number is 623-600-3766. The meeting ID number is 963-003. Hope to see you at the meeting. WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org online. It is 1 minute past 5 p.m., almost 2 minutes past 5 p.m. Usually Women Fight Back would be on the air. They will return at their regular time next Friday at 5 p.m. Stay tuned for the following program that's about to air.
Revolution. Good afternoon, folks. My name is Tony Bates. I'm here to bring you some revolutionary information, indeed. I'm kind of driven at this point in my radio life toward two basic goals, and it's to inform people that, number one, we are being lied to and constantly by, quote-unquote, the system, the powers that be, the media. And number two, that history has been rewritten and changed so dramatically that it is necessary to begin to look at other sources of history to begin to discover truly where we are and what history is. And in that search, I've over the summer, this past summer, or maybe over the last year, I spent a bunch of time looking into history, into black history, into the history of this country, and have discovered some things that are altogether unsettling in terms of what we've been taught. And basically what we've been taught, if you think about it, is that Columbus discovered America. In other words, no great seafaring nations of the ancient world, particularly not any African nations, not any Mediterranean nations, not the Malians, not the Phoenicians, not the Carthaginians, not the Egyptians, not even the Romans for that matter, encountered these two great bodies of land, North and South America, which was just about a 30-day sail across the ocean from northern Africa with no sail. No, what we're taught, in fact, is that only when the church commissioned a voyage starring Cristobal Columbus that people, civilization, encountered the Americas. It's only when the church commissioned a voyage to the New World with the plans to conquer the land, dehumanize its inhabitants, and then the land was discovered. None of the other seafaring nations could possibly have gotten here. Just think about that. History begins where the church has instructed that it begin. And now we've all been polluted with that very same instruction throughout our brainwashing, or as some call it, our educations. But at closer inspection, it's imperative that we take another look at this so-called history. Because when we look closer, we can see that the accomplishments of black peoples, cultures, and nations have been systematically deleted from those histories. And the dangers inherent in this are many. This sculpted, directed history. I don't want to go into all the dangers. There are plenty, but you can begin to think of some of them. And, yeah, you know, self-esteem being chief among those for young black children. But this sculpted and directed history kind of makes voices necessary who don't resort to the same historical sources. And it also makes a voice like WBAI necessary, a voice, a place, a station, an organization that will bring you those voices which challenge mainstream histories, voices which challenge stale ideas, voices which bring different kinds of analysis and really challenge the status quo. And that's kind of what drives me at this point. I want to convey to you that our history is a basic lie. And that we have to take another look and find those sources that don't always agree with, but which are sourced, but don't always agree with what the mainstream perspective is. But you know that already. That's why you're listening to WBAI. And in the interest of that, this afternoon, we're going to bring you the voice of Professor John Henrik Clark. Now, many of you on this station will have heard his voice in the past. You've heard him for many years. I must start out by saying I wouldn't know who John Henrik Clark is likely if it weren't for Pacifica Radio. That's where I was introduced to John Henrik Clark, and it speaks again to the importance of having this voice, this kind of voice, this independent historian who challenges what we were taught. And what drove him, we will learn later, is that he saw what I just described, that black people were written out of history. No matter where he looked around the world, the accomplishments of black people, black names, black civilization, they had just been written out. And it's as if the most populous people on the planet had done nothing. And so he began to look into it for himself. He was born in Union Springs, Alabama, on New Year's Day in 1915. He came from a line of sharecroppers, and he grew up in Columbus, Georgia, or he moved there when he was a young boy. And he drew a powerful image of the women who taught him in the fifth grade in 1925 in Columbus, Georgia. Evelyn Taylor. Taylor put a halt on his rambunctious play with the other children because she saw something in him. It's no disgrace to be alone, she said. It's no disgrace to be right when everybody else thinks that you're wrong. And there is nothing wrong with being a thinker. Your playing days are over. And now I just want that to sink in for all of you. It's one of the things that we do here at WBAI. We are wrong often, or in the face of the world, we are wrong, and we are later proven to be right. I can remember very well when every media outlet in the country said there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq before we invaded it, and our stations were saying, wait a minute, no, we have inspectors here on the air, and in fact, there aren't any weapons. And, you know, 5-10 years later, they recant and say, well, I guess we were wrong. Well, we were right all along. And that's why it's important to have voices that stand out. They are pilloried, they are beaten down, or they are attempted to be beaten down. But John Henrik Clark understood the importance of standing up in the face of that. So what he found was that history of black people is worldwide, and that the first light of human consciousness and the world's first civilizations were in Africa. And the so-called Dark Ages were dark only for Europe. And that some African nations at the time were larger than any in Europe. That is, Africa sends its children now to Europe to study because that is where the best universities are. Early Greece sent their children to Africa to study because that's where the best universities were. Well, we're going to take a listen to Dr. John Henry Clark, and it's going to be controversial, and we're going to like it, and we're going to love it because that's who we are. We're WBAI. His talk this afternoon is called White Nationalism, the Enemy of Black Nationalism. Now, many of us have heard the term black nationalism many times, but one of the important things that I'm finding that it's necessary that we do is take back the conversation. And Dr. Clark kind of does that in this presentation where he describes white nationalism, a term that I had rarely heard until he broke it down in this regard. With that said, I want to let you know that this is a 3-CD set. It's very rare. It was donated to WBAI by someone who had access to this, and it's hard to get a hold of this, folks. I want it in your hands this afternoon. I want this knowledge in your hands because it is very different from what you've been told. And it's just the fact that he is able to dissect this information, to break down and break through what has been built up in us through our education. This is Dr. John Henry Clark. The CD set, once again, is called White Nationalism versus the Enemy of Black Nationalism. It's a $100 pledge for 3 CDs. It will blow your mind, folks. Take a listen right now, and remember to call us at 212-209-2950. Pledge your $100.
My subject, White Nationalism, Enemy of Black Nationalism, has been a subject that most of our thinkers have deliberately avoided talking about. It is a delicate, under-the-rug subject. In fact, they have not talked about white nationalism at all. And they have not dealt with the fact that principally for the last 500 years, the world has been ruled by white nationalists and white nationalism, and that in the 15th and the 16th century, what brought about the second rise of Europe and the European takeover of the world was the rebirth of white nationalism and a decision among Europeans that whosoever controls the world, it would be a European. That decision that Europeans made has not been broken. They have broken all kinds of decisions among themselves. They have fought 2 world wars, and they have killed over 100 million people of their own. They have killed over 100 million of their own people and 3 times more of other people. But the decision that whosoever controls the world, it will be one of them, has not been broken. They have changed political codes, but that decision holds. And it holds for Europeans irrespective of political label. And our confusion is that once the European changed from one political label to the other, the assumption is that he is about to make an agreement to the world. He is not, and he never will. And the difficulty, especially among blacks who are socialist politically, and I number myself among the socialists, only my difficulty with blacks who are socialists is that I have always defined my position. I have seen no difficulty in being socialist, pan-Africanist, and black nationalist all at the same time.
Yes, sir.
So in my socialist package comes a firm commitment to the preservation of African people wherever they are on the face of the earth. And when I say I am a socialist, I am not necessarily talking about what Karl Marx was talking about. Because socialism that I am talking about existed before Karl Marx was born and before Europe was born. I am talking about the socialism that came out of communal societies in Africa, in parts of Asia, that dictated that man should have in each society goods and services according to his own needs. And this was not a European creation, because the European has never been humane enough to create anything that give to each according to his needs. If you look at the climates of the world, social systems generally develop based on what is available in those climates. Nature was stingy in Europe. When that icebox thawed out, there wasn't enough fruit, there wasn't enough bread, there wasn't enough meat to give each according to his own. They couldn't even afford to propagate anything as humane and as decent as this. So the strong took the most and enslaved the weak to serve them. This is the basis of European feudalism. Now, they call it feudalism in Europe, but in other places, they don't play around with fancy words. They just go ahead and call it slavery. So when Europeans enslaved other Europeans, they call it feudalism. But once you study feudalism and study slavery, many aspects of feudalism was worse than chattel slavery. And if you understand the nature and the administration of feudalism, and if you understand the Crusades, especially the children's Crusades, when the Europeans marched 500,000 children across Europe, have them froze to death, when they got to the warm waters of the Mediterranean, they sold the other half to the very infidel Arab they were supposed to have been fighting. If you understand that, there's something logical about the slave trade in Africa. Logical about any man that would do that to his children would do even worse to yours.
Yes, sir.
So when you saw him along the coast of Africa, if you knew him, didn't know him then, don't know him now. But if you knew him, knew his history, you would know that this is a gangster, and I better kill him before he kills me.
True.
Because you did not know him, because you thought he was humane, because you thought he was just another human being, long way from home, instead of killing him, you invited him for dinner. Invited him for dinner.
Yes, sir.
In many ways, you became the dinner. Never in your life had you encountered a people who will come in your home, eat your food, rape your wife, and enslave the host. You could not deal with that mentality then and cannot deal with it now. You came from a society where if somebody's going to fight you, they let you know days ahead of time so you can get ready for the fight. And when they come to fight you, they approach you, then step back 6 feet and wait for you to get ready. They don't come and hit you in the back. Even fighting in your culture had a code of honor. And sometime, fighting started at dusk, at end of the day, while after it get dark, if you want to change your mind and go home, no problem. So when you came out of a society as humane as that, you couldn't deal with a thug from an icebox called Europe. Can't deal with him now. And sometimes, because the movie has spoiled you, you think in every human drama there's a good guy and a bad guy. And so when the Russians and the U.S. are meeting, because the U.S. has treated you so badly, you think that, well, the U.S. must be the bad guy, so the Russians must be the good guys. And you don't know that there are dramas in the world where they're nothing but good, bad guys. Ain't no good guys in the drama. And you can't deal with the fact that the two white nationalists, very clear, two white nationalists. And the one thing that they are sure about is that they are going to preserve themselves by any means necessary.
Yes,
and if all of you have to be washed down the drain of history, they are going to preserve themselves. Now, you've been in the, we collectively have been in this country about 500 years now, give or take. And there are boat people who came over a few years ago who are getting better position than we are getting, and even taking over our community. This is being done because someone is facilitating them doing.
Yes, sir.
There are people in Miami, Cubans, who the U.S. government, they came here with a house. When they got there, their apartment was ready. When they arrived, and you were looking for an apartment, you've been here before the Mayflower people. So they didn't bring you here to give you justice. And now they are bringing people here to protect them from you,
yes,
as buffers.
Yes.
And because you are naive enough to use this word called third world, and they talk about our allies, you think if you don't have any friends among whites, among the newly arrived non-whites, you must have some friends. You're joking again. They will sell you for a smile of a white person, or without it. Now, what am I saying? I'm saying that white nationalism will manipulate anybody to protect them against us.
Right.
Because they see in us a creativity and an energy far more dangerous than the atomic and the hydrogen bomb.
Oh,
Yes, and that's the voice of Dr. John Henry Clark that you were just hearing. My name is Tony Bates. Of course, you're listening to WBAI 99.5 FM. And that point he just made is fantastic. They see in us more energy, a more powerful energy than that of atomic and hydrogen bombs. And that's because we represent real people power, much like WBAI. The presentation you're hearing is called White Nationalism versus Black Nationalism. It's Professor John Henrik Clark. If you're not familiar with him, then I am grateful that I can be the person to introduce you to his voice and his very necessary, if dramatic, teaching. Again, as I said at the top of this program, some of this will be difficult for us to hear. Some of this will be difficult. But when you're going through changes, when you're learning new things, if it were all comfortable, you really wouldn't be learning, would you? So the voice of John Henry Clark is necessary to challenge the theories and assumptions and the misgivings and rewritings of history that we come to know about so often on these airwaves. It's imperative, folks, that we have a source, a voice, a place that we can go to challenge that mainstream. And where is that? That's right here at WBAI. The presentation, White Nationalism, the Enemy of Black Nationalism, is yours for a pledge of $100. It is a 3-CD set. And so let's get the phones lit up. You can call us at 212-209-2950 and pledge your support at that $100 level. We've got to raise $4,000 in this program, folks. And so we need 40 of you to call in and pledge at that level, or we've put together an even better package for you during this program. We've got a John Henrik Clark Super Pack. And that includes not only this 3-CD set, it includes another 2-CD set, Africa in World History. And again, it's important. He elucidates in this 2-CD set the worldwide presence of Africans, which has been etched from our history books and our histories. Further, we have A Great and Mighty Walk, More History from Africa to the Americas for Black Folks. Many of you have are familiar with that one. That's a DVD. And we've also got a tribute to John Henrik Clark. All of those included in the John Henrik Clark Super Pack for a pledge of $250. So that's 6 CDs and a DVD for your $250 pledge of support to WBAI. And I want to get back to Dr. Clark's voice, but first we need to see those phone lines light up. 212-209-2950 is the phone number for you to call to make your pledge of support to this station for a voice like John Henrik Clark. It's very rare, folks, that a voice like this is given any shrift in media. Indeed, I guarantee you that there is not another radio station in this city, in New York, in your listening area, that would be putting Dr. Clark's words on, not at this length, and not giving him this kind of voice. That's why your donations to this station matter. 212-209-2950. It's Black History Month. So let's hear some real history of Black folks. That's what I'm telling you. Let's look at the history, not that we've been fed, but the history that we're responsible to find out for ourselves. The history that we here at WBAI feel is our responsibility to share with you. We've got a long time to go here with this presentation, but it's going to be powerful. It's going to be enlightening, and it's going to be educational. Buckle your seatbelt and go on this ride with me. But before we get back to it, let's see if we can get 5 more people calling in and pledging at 212-209-2950. And remember, this is not an available CD. It's not an exclusive to WBAI, but it's very difficult to get a hold of this CD set, White Nationalism, the Enemy of Black Nationalism. And as you hear at the beginning of this, John Henry Clark says most historians won't even broach this subject. And I think it's something that we ought to point out. It's okay to classify Black folks in groups and say this a certain set of these parameters or qualifiers apply to Black folks. But when you step out of that and start to apply it to other folks, there is this feedback, this wall that comes up. And John Henry Clark talks about that in his work. It's important for us, folks, to get this information into our children's hands, into our students' hands, and into our own brains. I did a radio show with KRS-One over the summer, and he said I saw him speak at a school full of young children, and these were middle school kids, rather. And he said to them, don't watch the news, because here's the story they're trying to tell you. Your history begins in the 1600s in Virginia, where you're a slave. And it ends at the end of the barrel of a gun in the streets. That's the story they want you to believe about yourself so that you're devalued and so that you end up at the end of a barrel of a cop's gun in the street. Don't watch that. It's not about you. And that's the point, folks. When we find out, one of the reasons that drove John Henry Clark, he said that in his classes, when he would talk to his students about African kings, they would giggle because they had been so brainwashed. They could only think of themselves as depressed beings. How important is then to get these images into the hands of our students, our children, our families, and to let them know that we have a noble, a prescient and noble history, and that it is worldwide. And Dr. Clark does that in part of this package. We want you to get a hold of it. It's a pledge of $250 to WBAI. We call it the John Henry Clark Super Pack. The first item in it is the one we're listening to, white nationalism, the enemy of black nationalism. And we'll get into it deeper. He'll explain what nationalism is as it relates to white and black. And also included is Africa in World History, an essential part of the collection from my perspective. A Great and Mighty Walk, which takes the trip from Africa all the way to the Americas with slaves and into modern day, more modern times. And a tribute to John Henry Clark. That's on a CD. That is six CDs, folks, and a DVD for your pledge of $250. Can we get two more people on the line now? Pledging at 212-209-2950. Again, this is not something that you can just pull up and get access to. We're grateful that we have it and can get it to you, but it's imperative that you make your pledges of support and do that now. 212-209-2950. Just $100 to receive White nationalism, the enemy of black nationalism. It's sharp, it's incisive, it's uncomfortable, and it's brilliant. And I want it in your hands. And I want the entire pack, indeed. 212-209-2950. Thanks for that phone call. We need one more person, just one more of you, calling in and pledging at the $100 level using your American Express, your MasterCard, your Visa card to get the three CD set, White Nationalism, the Enemy of Black Nationalism. Call us now and thank WBAI for being courageous enough to bring this to the airwaves and to have the voice of John Henry Clark, because you won't hear him anywhere else. 212-209-2950. We're going to get back to more from White nationalism, the enemy of black nationalism, and Dr. John Henry Clark. Again, just a pledge of $100, 212-209-2950.
And they fear another thing in us which they dare not even whisper about. That is genetic annihilation.
Yes, sir.
We have 1,001 faults, but the one thing which they know scientifically, their sperm bank is going bankrupt.
All right.
Their birth rate is going down.
All right.
But we got plentiful supply in that department. Now, we're not doing the right thing with it. We're not handling it scientifically. We're not taking care of our production. What is that? In the 21st century, there'll be 1 billion African people in the world. We haven't planned well how to take care of them, how to feed them. We haven't planned the sea cap, the ship. We'll take the ships across the sea to deliver the goods that we're going to have. We haven't planned the airports, the land, the airplanes we're going to have. We haven't planned for the doctors we're going to have. We haven't realized that there's a whole continent called Africa that belongs solely to us. We haven't recognized the fact that we are the only ethnic group on the face of the earth with an entire continent all to ourselves. All ethnic groups on the face of the earth must share a continent with somebody else. We own Africa lock, stock, and barrel, every grain of sand, every leaf of grass. And that everybody there who cannot be called an African is either an invader or a descendant of an invader.
All right.
And that the destabilization of Africa is not accidental. Look what's at the front door and look what's at the back door. It is no accident that Egypt and Israel got together. partly politically. It's no accident that South Africa is at the back. It's no accident that America's supporting it. It's no accident that America can afford to permit stability any place in Africa. It is no accident that there is not a single African head of state who is a Pan-Africanist. Not one. It is no accident that with the killing of Nkrumah, the driving him out, every African head of state that advocated even regional unity was driven from office.
Yes, sir.
We have not understood the international implications of white nationalism. It's all white nationalism. And the white left is not less a part of white nationalism than the white right.
Teach. Yes. Teach. I hear that.
But they have given us the option of changing from one white slave master to another one.
Yes. Yes.
And we assume that the left one is a liberator.
Yes.
Because we have not studied the mechanisms of the party in different parts of the world. What did that party do for the Algerians when they were fighting against French colonialism? Nothing. And what did they do for the Vietnamese when the French were engaged in a struggle to hold on Southwest Asia? Nothing. Because their whiteness took precedent over their politics.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Everybody in the world seemed to know this except us.
Yes, sir.
In a case of national and people survival, blood calls blood and blood answers. Now, what I'm trying to say, because the subject is so big and so old, is that nationalism in itself is not bad.
Right.
And it is a part of the life of every people and should be. But what makes the nationalism of Europeans or white people so different and so dangerous? Racism.
Yes. Yes.
The addition of racism added to nationalism. Love of nation is nothing that one needs to look down on. It is something that can be respected in every man, in every nation.
Yes, sir.
It is universal. But what we need to deal with in dealing with white nationalism, that the ingredient of racism was added to nationalism, and this made it dangerous because it assumed that one people had preference over another people to the point where their gods told them to take away from another people anything they needed from that other people. For they demeaned the concept of their religion and altered it to justify their thievery of the lands and the resources of other people. And that's what we're here to deal with tonight. That's what we're here to deal with tonight. Because we as a people have been universally naive in this regard, and have not been able to practice what I have referred to as the essential selfishness of survival, and have not recognized that we as a people have been under siege for 3,000 years, and that we have been under more pressure than any people on the face of the earth. And we have been under pressure because we are a very rich people who have not protected our great riches.
Yes, sir.
We have always had and still have things that other people won't, think they can't do without, and don't want to pay for. So for most of our existence, the enemy has either been at the door, in the house, or in the bed. The third factor is a form of white racism that they have used to capture us and to confuse us, that we have not even dealt with and dare not even whisper about. And I have studied it down through the ages, and but I have always threatened to write a massive book about it and never wrote a line. I write out the title for the book, and I talk out chapters in the book, but I never write the book. It is so delicate and dangerous,
yes, sir.
And so painful,
yes.
That a person like me who opened many doors and talked about many things, even at the risk of being killed, hadn't even put it down. The book is called The Role of the Bastard as a Factor in History. How people have bastardized other people through their women and used the bastard to control them. Then, having used the bastard, refused to accept the bastard in the home of the father that created him and sent him back to his mother's people,
yes,
to start confusion.
Yes, write the book. Yes. Yes, sir.
When and if I dare, and somebody going to have to give me a bodyguard 24 hours a day if I ever did, I would have to write about how they literally destroyed the Haitian Revolution. How the mulatto generals, sons and daughters of the French black mothers and French fathers, betrayed the Haitian Revolution and went over to the French against Toussaint L'Ouverture. And a French general who hated both blacks and mulattoes called Rochambeau. He was going to teach the mulatto general, the mulattoes, a lesson. That I hate you just as much as I hate the blackest of the blacks. So he gave a gala party for the wives of the mulatto generals. At the end of the party, he said, I have some presents for you ladies and some boxes. So go in the room and open the boxes. It was the heads of their husbands. He had cut their heads off to show you I have just as much contempt for you yellow niggas as I have for the blackest of the blacks. The Rochambeau incident in Haitian history was so embarrassing and so painful. Most Haitian historians have written it and left it out.
Right.
Couldn't face it.
Yes.
Too embarrassing.
Yeah.
And Christoph, one of the last of the powerful of the three generals, mentioned it in passing. One of the last of the mulatto governors, Peton, when they were arguing about democracy or dictatorship, Christoph had a dictatorship when everybody was fed and going to school and doing well. And Peton had another part of the island that was called a democracy, modeled after Europe, but everybody was starving over there.
Yes.
And when he faced Christoph, he said that if the French, if Christoph had been a stable boy and head waiter in the French inn, also fought in the American Revolution, but that's a whole another story. So when he faced Christoph, he said, if the French had killed you, I wouldn't have you to contend with. And Christoph's answer was classic. If your mother had the common decency to keep Frenchmen out of her bed, I wouldn't have you to contend with. Now, after the death of Christoph, supposedly engineered by the mulattoes, they came to power, begging for French acceptance, and got it.
Yes.
He adopted a French constitution that crippled Haiti and killed the revolutionary spirit of Haiti till this very day. French white nationalism and French bastardization killed that nation before it could get born. I don't have enough handkerchiefs to write the book. Maybe let me go along with my lecture. Go on with my lecture notes. I'm too old and I've had one stroke already. I can't afford another. In the first place, we should be clear about what is a nation and what is a culture within a nation. A nation is more than one culture, generally. It is a combination of culture, but it cannot be a nation unless they can function with some degree of harmony and some degree of respect one to the other. As for what is a race, scientifically, there is no such thing.
Scientifically, there's no such thing. Welcome back. That's the voice of Professor John Henrik Clark. Powerful words, powerful concepts. Folks, it's you wanted some Black history? It's Black History Month. Let's get into it. Dr. John Henrik Clark is going to break it down from another angle. And again, this is our responsibility here at WBAI to bring you these kinds of voices. This man who has taken, who took it upon himself. He dropped out of school, by the way, in the eighth grade. Like my buddy Ellis from Occupy Wall Street, who dropped out in the fifth grade and was one of the smartest people I know. He educated himself because he saw that Black people, Black voices, Black everything was written out of history. And it simply didn't make sense to him, as we are the most populous people on the planet. And in his own research, he stopped accepting what he was being told. He stopped using the language that he had been given. He began to put it into his own words and do his own research and to bring us to a place where we can have our own history. And folks, get it in your hands. Educate yourself. Again, I remind you that Dr. Clark said, that John Henrik Clark said, when he would even bring up the concept of African kings, his students would laugh. Because they'd seen too much television. They've seen too many Tarzan movies. They've seen too many portrayals of Africa as rural and tribal without the glory and splendor of its cities or its ancient civilizations. He has brought that back into the conversation. We are bringing it back into the conversation. We are talking about real black history. We're also talking about nationalism. And here's a cute little factoid. I want to read the definition to you from dictionary.com of nationalism. And it reads like this. Of black nationalism. It reads like this. A social and political movement advocating the separation of blacks and whites and self-government for black people. And now I'm going to also read to you the definition for white nationalism from dictionary.com. And that definition is very different from the black nationalism definition. It says nothing found. Isn't that interesting? There's a definition for black nationalism. But for white nationalism, it says you are seeing web results for white nationalism because there is not a match on dictionary.com. Why do we need Dr. John Henrik Clark? Because of what I just told you. 212-209-2950. White nationalism, the enemy of black nationalism, a 3-disc set for a pledge of $100. Ring every phone into WBAI and get a hold of Dr. John Henrik Clark, because this gets deep, folks. He is going to break this down. We have a long way to go. There is so much to unpack in this 3-CD set. Obviously, we can't get to all of it in this program, but what we can get to, we're going to present to you here on the air. Get the rest of it for yourself. Have it in your home, a pledge of just $100. White nationalism, the enemy of black nationalism. Dr. John Henrik Clark, one of the premier historians, one of the premier black voices on our history, both in Africa and here in this country. 212-209-2950. We've got something more for you, though. We have a John Henrik Clark Super Pack. You can get that 3-disc set along with Africa in World History. That's a 2-CD set. Along with that, we're going to include A Great and Mighty Walk, which takes a look at the journey of Africans from Africa to the Americas and into the modern day. And then we have a tribute CD to John Henrik Clark that includes many voices. All of those included for a pledge of just $250. That can be yours on your American Express, your MasterCard, your Visa card, your Discovery card, but make sure you pledge your support. Make sure that you show WBAI that it's important that we have real black history, real black historians, real voices. There is so much in the mainstream that we cannot trust. There is so much that we turn to. I mean, when we turn on the news media has given this racist Donald Trump serious play. When this began, like many of you, I was thinking, well, you know, he's not going to get far now, is he? I was thinking more like this. Only if the media takes him seriously will the country take him seriously. But they did. They gave voice to him. And without the critique, without a necessary left or even humanist critique that would just dissect everything he says, they have allowed this in there. This racist is given this kind of voice, and we have one small voice that brings our perspective. The entire media, the media that you're paying for, that when you pay your cable bill, you're paying Fox and CNN and MSNBC to bring Donald Trump into your home, into your children. Stop doing that. Send that money to WBAI to bring you voices of scholarship, to bring you voices of analysis, to bring you voices that challenge the mainstream, and to bring you voices from our perspective and where we come from. And that one today is Professor John Henrik Clark. 212-209-2950. This is the media that you have to support, because that media supports what I just described. I mean, seriously, who would give him a voice, a microphone, and run it on the news every night? We certainly wouldn't. But Dr. John Henrik Clark, he's our guy. We'll give you that, a $100 pledge for white nationalism, the enemy of black nationalism, a 3-CD set. Get the entire pack, the John Henrik Clark Super Pack, for a pledge of just $250. That includes that 3-CD set. Also, Africa in World History, that's a 2-CD set. We're going to include the DVD, A Great and Mighty Walk, and also a tribute to John Henrik Clark for your pledge. Well, that's a $30 pledge, but get the whole package together for a pledge of just $250. But make sure that you pledge your support. Make sure that you're sustaining this radio station. Make sure, folks. I mean, when I see what's happening in the mainstream media, when I see them giving voice to Donald Trump, putting microphones in front of him and taking him seriously, even, It tells me that we have a bigger job to do here at Pacifica and at WBAI, and we can only do that with your pledges of support. We are not supported by a college, as some people think. The government is no longer sending us money. They snatched that out of from under us in some kind of COINTELPRO effort, in my estimation. That's a personal opinion. But anyway, it's gone. We don't have it. We rely upon you. Give us a call, 212-209-2950, to make sure that WBAI is the strongest WBAI it can be. That's your pledges of support, folks. Only with that can we continue to be here and bring you these kinds of voices. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Pledge your support. You've probably never even heard white nationalism described, certainly not in the detail that Professor John Henry Clark is about to break it down for you. Trust me, you're going to want to have this in your own home. You want this 3-CD set for a pledge of just $100. And again, it's a very rare presentation from Professor John Henry Clark. You can't just get it anywhere. We happen to have a copy here at WBAI that was donated, and thank you for that. But we need your donations as well. 212-209-2950. Folks, we're at just about the end of the hour. We need to get another 15 callers before the top of that hour pledging at that $100 level. We can do it. In this program, we're tasked with raising $4,000. We can do that with your help, but it really is up to you and me. It's up to us to understand the value of a radio station that does not give voice to what I see in the presidential candidates. Who even can you look at, and who can you stomach on the nightly news as they go through this dog and pony show? Well, I suggest that you stop paying Fox to lie to you, that you stop paying MSNBC to lie to you, that you stop paying CNN to lie to you, that you stop paying RT to lie to you. Send that money to WBAI so that we can tell you the truth. 212-209-2950. We're here for you. Be there for us. Pledge your support. It's Dr. John Henry Clark's White Nationalism, the Enemy of Black Nationalism. It's a 3-CD set for a pledge of $100, folks. It's over 2 hours, almost 3 hours of information, of knowledge that you simply didn't know. And you know what this does is it gives you a platform from which to research further and to begin to understand. And that's one of the things I love about this place. I come across knowledge and hear that sends me into research into places I would never have gone. I'm so grateful for Pacifica. I'm so grateful for WBAI because it is, as many of you have described to me in person, a university on the airwaves. But it takes money to run a university. And so your pledges of support, every one of them counts. 212-209-2950. Pledge at the $100 level and we will send you White Nationalism, the Enemy of Black Nationalism. It's a 3-CD set for a $100 pledge included in the larger John Henry Clark Super Pack for a pledge of just $250 is that the 3-CD set I just described, Africa and World History, a 2-CD set, A Great and Mighty Walk, that's a DVD, and the tribute to John Henry Clark. Now, in all, that's 6 CDs and a DVD for your pledge of $250 to support WBAI 99.5 FM. And we're still about 7 callers away from getting to that goal for this hour. We need 7 more of you to join those people on the line. Now, use your American Express. Use your MasterCard. Use your Visa card. Use your Discover card. You know, you can make that into 3 payments if you would like. Let the folks know when you call into the phone room that you'd like to do that in 3 installment payments, and we will do that for you. Whatever it is, though, make sure that you're part of it. Make sure, folks, we need to hear from you. We really do. 212-209-2950. And also, you need to hear from Dr. John Henry Clark. And you can't tell me the other radio station that you've tuned into and heard him in any time. And when it's a scholar of this magnitude, folks, his work does not die with him. It's still important for us to study, learn from, and understand. And that's why we're presenting it to you and why I'm proud to be able to present the work of this great, great man to you. 212-209-2950. The pledge level is $100 for White Nationalism, the Enemy of Black Nationalism. It is a 3-CD set. We certainly won't have time to get into all of it today. We're going to get into enough of it. We need you to get the CD set, have it in your hands, share it with your students, share it with your family, share it with your children. Again, this issue for me of just value, self-value, self-love, that is inherent in understanding that there are great civilizations that we come from, that there are great accomplishments that black folks have been involved in that are simply erased, written out. That's what Africa in World History is all about. We also have a Great and Mighty Walk, which looks at our journey from Africa to the Americas. We've got the tribute to John Clark and white nationalism, an enemy of black nationalism, for your pledge of $250. We've got to take a station break, folks. Please, let's get those last three people on the line right now, 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Just three more people calling and pledging at